gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, episode 61, episode 2 of season 2, you know what I'm saying, for the real ones. we got the crew in the building, not the usual crew. We got your boy, what up? Got Damo in the building with the black nails, say what's good.
What's poppin'?
I got the pain nails.
Yes, sir. And then we got another guest in the building tonight. Episode 2 of Alvini Linguini. Say what's up to the people.
How y'all doing? The name's Alvini Linguini. No relation to the chipmunks. I'm out here to talk some NBA on YouTube. Sometimes it doesn't turn out right, but hey, that's what having an opinion is like on the internet. Sometimes not everybody's going to agree with you. No one's ever going to agree with you. That's just how it is on the internet. So, gotta keep everything real on my side.
And for the OGs of this pod, y'all actually know that Alvini's been on the pod before, except the first time. We were just thirsty for a guest that night, and we were like, Alvini, you trying to guest tonight? I mean, this is the first time I've ever talked to you. And then, so he ended up being the guest that night, you know what I'm saying? Pulled the audible, so shout out to you for that. But
yeah, everybody was just adding me. It was like, yo, you want somebody in the pod? I was like, okay, why not? Hey, you want to get on that pod tonight?
And as we said, we're going to give him a formal episode, and it's time. Hey, your camera's looking kind of nice, bro.
I know, man. I got this from eBay. You know, the seller was like, hey, bro, I'll give you a discount on it just for being you. I was like, bet. I'll take a discount on it.
That's crazy.
I'm kind of moving to my parents' house. You know, I got to save some money whenever I can. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. The seller's me, if y'all are wondering. You know what I'm saying? I got the, at the hook of the NBA community. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The quality of the whole community. Yes, sir. So I'll give him a little discount. It looks good. Deadass. Might be better than mine.
For the people in my Twitch, if you know, you know.
Yeah, we about to get into your NBA jersey that you recently bought. But
oh, Lord, I can literally just reach it right now.
This dude right here. All right, but I want to start off this pod with a couple of big announcements. Really just one, and that is, moving forward, Justin Blake, J Daddy, LaBeouf, will no longer be on the pod. I want to emphasize, this is not some Rory and Mal shit, again.
No mopey shit, there will be no mopey tweets coming out.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone's still friends. That's still one of my high school friends. He's still one of my homeboys, one of my best friends. Is just because of his mental health, because of his own priorities. He just chose to step away from the pod, and it was definitely mutual, you know what I'm saying? And it was tough. It was tough, man. Especially the last couple of months. I think J Daddy was getting into his content creation bag. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, for the OGs of the pod, like the first 10 episodes, Justin was like, he barely talked. Like, we had to tell him to talk type shit. But the last 15, 20 episodes, he's really stepped it up. Ever since that TBH episode, once TBH told him to that he's an actual content creator, he had an actual epiphany.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, I'm recording. It's right here. Like, I'm recording a video right now, and he stepped it up ever since then. But for real, thank you, Justin, for the contributions to the pod, bro. I know this was a big commitment for you. The OG plan was just a once a week type shit, and then it went to twice a week, and then we're on Locker Room 3 times a week. So the commitment multiplied by like 5. So appreciate you for giving it a shot, man. You know, this shit is definitely not easy, especially coming from a guy that had really no plans of being a fucking content creator and didn't realize it till like 40 episodes in. So throw W's in the chat for Justin, man. We'll miss you.
Is there ever thought of a comeback for him back on the pod?
I don't know. Originally, the first episode, he wasn't on the pod. He just said he wanted to take a break. Mm-hmm. And then after further evaluation with his situation, he decided to, you know,
Believe me, this stuff that we do is time consuming.
Yeah.
And there's not enough time in the world.
Yeah, I mean, look, when I think a majority of creators out there that want to get into this shit, they don't just start off just being a content creator, and that's all, right, you know, they devote their time to. A majority of us, honestly, since most of us are like in our teens, 20s, we have school, which is a really big, you know, consumer of our time. That's like, what, 30 hours a week type shit. And even if you're not, you know, you can still have a full-time job and do this on the side. So it's a big commitment. It's a big commitment. And I commend him for trying to be on the pod. He's produced some of the greatest moments on this pod without even knowing it, without even trying. So shout out to LaBoof, Weston, and all the love y'all are showing in the chat. But if Dom wants to say anything about our beloved friend J Daddy.
Man, listen, it caught me off when I got the when Viso basically told me what happened. It really caught me off guard because, like Viso said, Justin's came a long way, bro. Like, yeah. I said this to him before, like, he legit went from being a god voice in the pods because he had no camera and he didn't talk. So when he spoke, I know at least I made sure to listen, and I, like, we were legit like, oh, wait, Justin say something, hold on. And then Justin would speak, and then that'll be it. So to see him, like, literally have legit character development within these episodes, it's crazy.
Yo, he grew from a 50 overall to a 75, bro. Like, hey.
Legit,
hey.
He grew. Like, I ain't seen this much character development since, like, Flight.
It's no crazy. VC. No VC. Like, all natural. You know what I'm saying?
And Bezos is 100% correct. That TVH episode, like, we were sitting there talking, and you seen, like, our cameras on. You seen his, if you would have seen his face, it was like an anime face. Like, he legit realized, I am a creator. Oh, shit, I am a content creator. And ever since then, bro, he really buckled down and legit was growing. So, Justin, you're my guy. Glad I met you. Line's always open. Been a cool dude from day one. So, hey, bro. And I'm never opposed to you coming back. Like I said, this is no mope. This is not too hype. This is not none of that bull crap. This is literally, yeah. This man legit has school. He has a job. Like, Justin has a lot of responsibilities. And Bezos is right. He never did this. He really wasn't trying. Like, you got to think about it. NBA YouTubers and people in this space were damn near many NBA analysts to a certain extent. Like, there's an extensive knowledge to basketball. Justin is not, he was not as big as a basketball guy as us.
Yeah, that's so what I'm saying. His main sport was baseball. So for him to commit to a pod that's primarily built off of her basketball knowledge, he's improved. Most improved player.
I legit witnessed him win a basketball debate against Omar.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Bringing up stats, talking about per 36 is giving efficiency. Nigga said something about true shooting. I'm like, J Daddy, you're fire.
Like, LaBoof is in the booth. Hold on.
LaBoof is in the booth spitting flames.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, bro, Justin will always be missed. Always welcome on the pod to me. And Lon's always open, bro. He's a cool dude.
For sure, for sure. But yeah, that's the big announcement. We have another big announcement for the next pod. We're gonna save that, you know what I'm saying? But how is everyone doing? Vina, how you doing? Dom, how you doing this week?
I am doing good. Trying to get back in my groove to start making content again in May. Enjoying my break, honestly. Just trying to get everything established, because like I said, I'm trying to move out in the next coming months so I can finally just be independent. Honestly, I've been in my parents' house for the longest time, and just like I said, just trying to get out and do my own thing for once.
Nah, I feel that, bro. Honestly, if I didn't live on campus, I'd definitely be living with my parents still.
Yeah, it's a good way to save money, I'll say that.
Yep. It's just
man.
I was such a dumbass with college. I just thought it was, and it kind of is, but I just thought it was normal for everyone to go on campus. Like, that was the that was the vibe. Spend $20,000 a year. Like, I know it's a lot of money, but like, people just know, like, everyone's gonna be burdening student loans, so they're just like, all right, fuck it, let's just live on campus. And then after my second year, I'm like, I don't have to do this. Like, I can pay some off pocket, you know what I'm saying? Save a couple bucks here and there. And
yeah, I only live like 30 minutes away from campus, so I don't even have to do all that just to go to class. Especially now, I can just log into my computer and do it there.
Yeah. So it's definitely a money saver, but at the same time, as you grow older, you do want to have your own place, your own privacy type shit. I'm definitely at that place right now.
Yeah, I don't know if you go ahead. My fault. No. Yeah, I didn't know if you saw that tweet earlier from me when I was talking about whenever I do my roll it for my intros, my parents then text me roll it because they can hear me because because of how loud I have to do it.
Yeah. No, when I used to live with my fam, that being my two my parents and my two sisters, my sisters would dead ass like fucking yell at me after I record. I'm like, yo, why the fuck are you being so loud? Obviously they're like under 10, so they wouldn't fucking cuss at me. Or else, you know what I'm saying?
Tell them
all. But yeah, they fucking hated my guts and shit. Especially when I used to do the like late night stream, and like our rooms are like right next to each other. And walls aren't the thickest, so that's tough. But even right now, like, I technically have my own place. I have two roommates, but I'm still yearning for just deadass having my own place type shit. Like, just me, get my vibe, wake up, record content, just go crazy with it. But yeah, real quick, though, I forgot to give a shout-out. Shout-out to the Spotify people. What up?
Hey.
Shout-out
hey.
iTunes people. Leave us a 5-star. Shout-out to the Patreon people. Got a couple new Patreons this month. Shout out to y'all. We still gotta record the episode this month. And shout out to YouTube. What up, guys?
We back, baby.
We back, man.
What up? And shout out.
And again, if you get the Patreon, you get all of season one, bro. That's the perk of Patreon. YouTube, yeah. You with season two. You know, we're back. We're starting fresh. Clean slate, YouTube, like you never left, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you've been following us on iTunes and Spotify this whole time, nothing has changed. So shout out to Spotify and iTunes people specifically. Shout out to the Twitch people. What up, y'all? And shout out to Vini's people, man. I see a lot of...
Yeah, bro. Vini, do this damn Kermit voice, bro. Like, niggas is in the chat killing
you. Yeah, what is...
Kermit voice.
What is this Kermit voice, man?
When I was younger, I used to want to get into voice acting, so I took voice acting classes, and my voice acting teacher always told me, the Kermit voice is, like, literally universal. Anyone can do it. So that was like the thing that she got me to master before I started trying to do other stuff. Now I'm a little bit rusty to do other stuff, but I can do my Kermit voice like off the dome.
Do it.
I usually just do it randomly. I don't just like, okay, fine. I don't even know what to say. Like, honestly.
Just say a basketball take in the Kermit voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
By Lonzo Ball specifically.
Do a Lonzo take in the Kermit.
All right, I will admit that I was wrong about Lonzo Ball in the beginning of the season, but because of him being able to make more wide open shots, I would rather trade him for Jimmy Butler for Patrick Beverly and Rule Row in the first round pick. Like, please, Lonzo Ball, please be able to facilitate for our team. Please, I need it.
Okay.
Right on the money.
Hey, America's definitely got talent, let me tell you.
Okay, man. Let's keep it a Buck Talent show.
Hey, if y'all got talents, join the Discord. You know what I'm saying? We'll bring more people up here.
And one thing I wish I could do was sing. That fucking Kermit voice destroys my lungs sometimes, yo.
I can imagine.
Destroying your lungs? Let me check.
Calm down.
Mr. Wake and Bake had a... This is right here. Hey, but how's the YouTube content creation been ever since the last pod?
Well, like I said, for me, whenever I make videos, it's usually just whatever I'm interested in. I try to stay away from the whole like current day stuff, even though I kind of do it now with my face cam videos. But like, I literally have a whole journal right by me that's just full of ideas I just think of, like, middle of the night whenever I'm making, like, scripts or anything. It's just, like, random stuff. Because I know a lot of people, when it comes to, like, in our community, they stick with, like, modern day and, like, current events type of stuff. And then you have the people who, like, look into the past and, like, when I say the past, I mean, like, deep past and talk about stuff. But like I said, for me, it's just, like, whatever I think of, like, literally anything could be a video if you just think hard enough and just think creatively enough. Yeah. It just depends, like... I don't know, like, would people watch it is what the issue is for me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we had that conversation a couple pods ago about how, like, NBA YouTubers are low-key being forced to make, like, more current videos.
Yeah.
Because if you talk about motherfuckers from the 70s, the 80s, and honestly even the 90s, like, even if you talk about the most popular player in the 90s, which is Jordan, that's not really going to pull too many views because there's been so many videos made.
Right. And I know for me as a person, like who did journalism and stuff in college, I know for me, I really want like integrity in what I make. So I only try to talk about stuff that I truly know. Because the last thing I want to do is say something stupid on YouTube. And then you have people clipping it and be like, oh, my God, that's a bad take. And just being like, you know, how dumb of a take or like how stupid I am because I didn't know the right information. Because like I said, I just want to. I don't know if this sounds right. I just don't know if I don't want to sound educated, but I know I am. So it's kind of like I want to sound like I am correct because I know what I'm talking about. Because if I, like, people have asked me to make videos on, like, certain people, I'm like, I have never seen this person play. And I just don't want to just go off of stats alone and call it a day. Because in a lot of my videos, whenever I'm talking about a person, I'm usually talking about their play style within the stats they have and providing context into all that rather than just, hey, you know, shoot, like with the Lonzo Ball thing, I was talking about how, you know, he's shooting better, but most of his shots right now are just wide open shots rather than what a lot of other people and the people he leads on when it comes to made threes being like more difficulty degree and having to ISO a lot rather than him. It's just Zion drives in, just kicks it out to Lonzo and just throws the bitch in, makes it.
He's saying it's like not that impressive, Dom. That's what I'm hearing.
Of course. I mean, he's a Clipper fan, bro. I expect nothing less.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean, what else do you expect? I don't...
What is there to expect? We have Rondo now, at least. He's been pretty good.
Rondo, at least. Okay.
The fact that Lonzo's, like, one of the most valuable trade pieces now is it's kind of wild. Not gonna lie.
And I'm like, why don't they want to keep him? My question.
Yeah, but he's not incompetent.
Bro, I literally saw a tweet this morning... titled "The Sweepstakes for Lonzo Ball." It was like a whole ass article.
Man, it's crazy because I clearly remember when I was the only person on the internet. Really, me and like me, DKM, you know, the bro. You know, he's always been BBB downed, but OSN, OSN always been. He's always been with the BBB gang. You know, but we were the only ones out here really defending these guys. Everyone else had their comments. Everyone else hated LeVar. Niggas call Lonzo a bust. People that are in this panel were calling Lonzo a bust. But now he's a now niggas want them on their team. You know, certain play, oh man, I think Lonzo really helpless right now with our playmaking.
I mean, the lack of
playmaking.
I think it was relative to the time.
I just want y'all apologies to be as loud as your disrespect. That's all I want.
For a counterexample, to me, right, Marcus Smart is a bust because we had really high expectations for him going into the draft.
Was he drafted like seventh, right?
He was drafted sixth, and he was drafted to be the star point guard. And ever since then, Isaiah Thomas, Terry Rozier, Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, maybe not Kemba.
I mean, he's a great, to quote a funky diabetic, he's like an all-star role player.
That's what I'm saying. So I based on what I think a bust is, I still think Marcus Smart is a bust. Right. But he's a player that a lot of teams would love to have.
Right.
So Lonzo being wanted by all these teams doesn't mean I'm changing my opinion. It's still BB bust. You know what I'm saying?
He's now valuable to a lot of people because now a lot of people would like to have him but not want to have him to score like, I don't know, 20, 25 points a night.
If he's the most coveted role player in the league... So role player. Let me chill.
Hey, Damo has a lot to say about this. Apparently, we've already had our battles on Locker Room before with the crazy shit you've said. Oh, by the way, chat, let me go on and ask you right now.
The crazy shit he said.
He knows what he says. He knows. You tried to debate with me that you could take over Patrick Beverley's role as a starting point guard of the Clippers.
No, I did not say that.
Okay, then
quote yourself.
Quote yourself.
I said, I still firmly believe this.
Mm-hmm.
I could, if the Clippers needed me to, I could definitely do what he does for their offense, which is shoot better. I can hit open shots more efficiently than this nigga at this point. He looks like garbage.
Why would they just teach you to shoot?
To add on to that, I just want y'all to understand, before niggas go in the comments saying, oh, who does he think he is? He's my jump shot, sirs. It's Coach Nick verified. He put a stamp on my shot.
So, and
he's a jump shot coach.
40% from the NBA range three.
My jumper's legit.
For a majority of his career, too.
I can hit open threes.
Yes.
Hey, I ain't talking about majority of his career. I'm talking about now.
Still 40. It is still 40.
You shooting 40% from NBA range?
All I'm saying is that conversation boiled down to, in a shooting contest with Patrick Beverly, do I think I can win? And the answer is yes.
No, they're getting blown the fuck out, bro. How?
Hey, bro, believe what you want to believe. Pat Bev, just know.
I only wish you responded like fucking KD. Get him over here.
When you're out the league in 2 or 3 years, you need something to do. Just know, when you're like, oh, I'm going to make a channel or I'm going to start streaming too, you have free content right here. I'm telling you, years in advance. Shooting contest, my nigga. Beating you.
So doing what Pat Bev does offensively just boils down to you beating him in a shooting contest?
Yeah. Cause then
what the fuck?
Cause then no. Because then they turn into, so do you think you could... You think you could come over pick and rolls and run around all? I'm like, I ain't running around shit. So no, I can't.
So no, you can't do what he does offensively.
He does.
You can just beat him in a shooting contest. That's it.
That's why I said I'm a better shooter, and it boiled down to that. I conceded, and I was like, yeah, I'm wilding. I'm not obviously not doing everything, but I'm shooting better than this nigga, and that's what it boiled down to.
He went from do what Pat Bev does on one side of the court, and okay, maybe I can do one aspect.
One thing, yeah, one aspect.
Because
yeah.
I think I can outshoot him in a specific contest.
I mean... A world full of niggas who are saying, oh, I couldn't even do that. I just feel like, hey, that's...
Funny. Oh, yeah, and then... They can't do anything better than this. Our confidence just because we said we can't. And I'm like, bro, I've been against NBA players. It ain't nothing pretty.
Hey, it may be nothing pretty for a nigga that can't shoot. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know, bro. Yeah, look at Alvini face. Yeah, out here chucking up Ben Simmons shots, talking about some. Hey man,
I seen you've been posting your clips on Twitter, man.
I had a lot of free time lately, so I've been going to my gym, streaming myself playing basketball, or at least like working out because I'm trying to get back into everything so I can actually start, you know, recording myself playing basketball and everything. I wanted to get in that side of the community. I just don't think I could do all the wild shit that they do. Because as a person who grew up in the hood, playing basketball on concrete, not a good idea. Not a good idea in the slightest. I don't see how any of these guys can do this and not get shot. I have like
what the fuck?
And then Devontae Freaka even said himself like, "Yo, we had a couple of like people shoot guns and shit." I'm like, "Why are you even out there risking your life? Just go play in a gym." You have a lot of people who can give you quality, you know, competition rather than ghetto niggas who just don't care. I've seen that shit. It is not fun to go against people that just don't care. If they like, I've been to places where I'm the best player on the court, and their whole entire mission is to make sure that you come out of there like hurt. I'm surprised it hasn't happened to him yet, and I don't hope for it to happen to him. But I'm like, a lot of these dudes be killing me the way they be going out there and like playing in the hood and then like calling it content, but you know, thinking they're superior for doing it. Cause I'm like, bro, one day someone's going to catch you with a fade. You and get shot. And I'm just going to be like, well, damn, I guess that's kind of what you get. Like I said, it does not happen to any of these people.
A lot of them have gone wrong at the end of their title. So
yeah. Yeah. I'm just glad it hasn't like directly affected them, but hey, I mean, that's kind of like how YouTube is nowadays with the gone wrongs and gone sexuals and the blah, blah, blah.
Played basketball in the hood, gone sexual, bro. Yo, what the fuck? So if you're trying to get into the IRL side of things, is that something you're gonna transition your channel into, or is that gonna be like a separate channel?
No. I would do both because people know, well, at least people on my channel know, on a day-to-day basis I don't really do much. So like one half of my day would be playing basketball, or at least, because like this is the way I want to go about it when I do move out. I want to be able to work out and play ball every day like I used to when I was in high school and college. Or at least in my earlier part of college, because now I have a, you know, part-time job that I work, just get some extra money at my gym. And I just use their facility to work out when I have the time. And I'm not nowhere in shape right now. Like, the people who've been seeing my Twitch streams and me playing ball, I am nowhere in shape. Nowhere able to do what I used to do. Like, it's hard enough for me to go up there and do, like, a rim grazer dunk right now. I'm like, my legs are weak. So I'm like, I really have to be able to be somewhere near my best to be able to go back out there again. Because I know how good I am. It's just the fact that Corona's basically been making me sitting down for 6 months straight.
Shit, if you're out of shape, Fucking wow.
I'm probably like good.
You said I'm so out of shape. I can only do a rim grazer dunk. I'm like, yo, I can't even touch rim.
Like, I'm probably like a good 5-10 pounds heavier than I want to be. I'm probably just going to cut off the fat a little bit and eat healthier when I move out. But as of right now, I'm just going to prioritize making money. And then when I do move out, that's when I'll go into doing the other stuff and, you know, and prioritizing two channels. Because I want to make two channels. I don't know if I want to put both of them together. I feel like that's probably kind of.
I was about to say, I don't know how that would work on YouTube to have like a NBA analysis channel and then like the next video, I went to the park and hooped it. Like,
yeah, it's going to be two separate ones. It's going to be two separate ones. For sure. But I guess for me, when I'm playing basketball, again, I used to play it all the time, every day. I'd wake up, go to the gym, play with the same people, get some cardio workout. That got cut off. Running ain't really good for me right now. I'm super stiff. Can't do it.
Yeah. Hey, man. Real quick, shout out to Pharaoh Blunts for the sub. Shout out to Pharaoh Blunts for the sub.
Hey, what's up?
What are you about to say,
though? But whenever you get into your whole IRL bag with the hooping, just, hey, if you need a center for your team, bro, I'm here. Listen, bro. Z-Bo with a jumper. I told you.
Like, I mean, I'm down. Like I said, when I do get out and I'm able to, you know, I'm D'Angelo Ball, bro. We'll be going to people's places and playing ball. Cause that's what I want to do. Cause I remember a couple people used to do that where it's like, yo, I go to my sub's gym and play ball. And I'm like, I would love to do that. Get some, you know, get some community interaction going on and playing with different people. Yes, I know you'd be a part of that, Domo.
No, I'm not talking about you. Bezos, what you on, bro? What you on, bro?
Yo, I just
didn't hear that. Jesus, I'm no
Zeebo with a jump shot?
Yes. I mean,
Z-Bo with a three ball.
He
really,
I mean, he's
really no cap. I'm the Nikola Jokic before COVID. Like no cap.
I'm the Nikola Jokic before COVID.
The confidence is crazy, bro. I swear, Jokic, bro.
That's no cap. That's really what I am. Like, cause I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I really throw dimes. So. Really, the Nikola Jokic. I ain't think it just hit me. Like, Justin realized he's a creator. Like, nigga, I'm really Nikola Jokic on the court.
So we're both Boris Diaw.
He the center.
Boris
Diaw
gang.
Boris, no.
I know for me, when I play basketball,
isn't that Nikola Jokic essentially just Boris Diaw?
Yeah, just like
no,
without
it's not. No, it's not.
How not?
Because Jokic is levels above Boris Diaw. That's how the fuck he's about to say. Yeah. That's like saying, hey, man, you can be Luka or you can be Kyle Anderson. Like, no, nigga.
Yo, who said that on locker room?
Compare the two.
Yeah.
I'm never cool ass nigga, but damn.
So, I think it was a kill, bro. He said.
It was fucking a kill.
Wait, what did he say? I forgot the specific.
He said Kyle Anderson is just. He said Kyle Anderson is an unathletic Luka. I was like, what?
What the fuck?
I can see the comparisons, but Kyle Anderson ain't doing this.
That's Jared Dudley. What are we talking about? That's just Jared Dudley with a little more speed.
I mean, Kyle Anderson did play point guard at UCLA. People thought he was about to be the next Magic Johnson.
I was high on him. I ain't gonna lie.
People really thought he was the best player.
And that's,
at that campus on a visit.
How are you so fucking slow? I just don't see how you force yourself to be damn near a guard, but just so slow. Like, none of these coaches are like, yo, you got to run faster. Unless, you know, he was treated as just like that nigga. He didn't need to improve like that. Because some people have that issue where they get so high level at a young age that it's just like they don't really need to improve. In his case, man, he'd be on a fucking track team somewhere.
Wiggins? Shout out to CMB for the gifted.
Definitely somebody like Wiggins.
Yo, how are your Clippers doing, bro?
My Clippers, 6-game win. Oh, no. Hold up. Oh, no. Let me just make sure of something. Why are we down against the fucking Pistons again? Why did you ask me that question? Okay, so Paul George and Kawhi are out tonight. Terrence Mann and Luke Kennard. Why is Patrick Patterson starting? B-Souls, I don't like you. Why did you remind me? Why did you remind me, bro?
It was on the
Anyways, we're on a 6-game winning streak right now. About to lose to Detroit somehow. I'm enjoying what I'm seeing this season. I just wish that, again, and this is just like an issue that we've been all having lately, just Kawhi and PG stop resting. They're resting every other game for some new issue. And I know that won't be a problem in the playoffs. You can even say that it might help us in the playoffs because they'll be healthier for it. But even I'm just so annoyed because I'm like, I'm someone that prioritizes playoff position. And if we can win as many games as we can try to get home court advantage because I think we're only like 2 games under the Suns for the second seed.
Yeah.
And I'd be amazing if we can get home court advantage all the way through until the conference finals if we make the conference finals. Donald, shut up. And I would just like to see us go somewhere near that, that you'd like to say a lot of shit about my team. Don't even start it. But a Kawhi is honestly playing second fiddle to PG right now. And I'm not afraid to say that. PG has been making so many high difficulty shots while Kawhi is just basically playing second fiddle and just doing what he can do.
I've been saying that, bro, the whole season. Like,
yeah, and like I think he's still doing this 50-40-90. And even like on this 5-game stretch, he's been averaging over 30 points. And I've been telling people, like, this is what he can do. Can he just bring it into the playoffs? And funny enough, I've been telling people too as I've been watching these games, like, this dude could honestly go out there and score 40 to 50 if he really wanted to. All of these shots you're getting out is outside is from the system when it comes to like screen and rolls and when it comes to screen and rolls and just catching catching shots within the plays to be able to get like these open threes. Cause he's not doing his ISO stuff as much anymore. Yeah. He's just really good at shooting the basketball.
Wait, isn't that what he wanted this year to be to have the ball more? Into ISO yes, more?
You're saying he's not
doing it as much?
No, I said he isn't ISOing as much. He's just I guess Doc Rivers must have either hit him the wrong way or Tyronn Lue is just a better people's coach because, like, he's doing the same Ray Allen stuff that he claimed Doc Rivers is making him do. But it's like it's working for us and you're scoring more points from it. So maybe I think that his issue was he wasn't getting the ball as much. Because you see Kawhi out here scoring 30 to 40 and PG would have like low 20s. And it's just like, you know, you just got to do what you got to do with that.
Yeah.
I'm liking the team composition right now. I'm glad we got rid of Montrez because he was blocking the paint with Zubac. Serge is having injury issues. And even then, Kawhi and PG are still driving in. And I know how that ends up clocking the paint, but they really don't. It doesn't matter to them. Kawhi fucking dunked on DeAndre Ayton a week ago. That was fun to see. I feel like we have a pretty good chance this year. It's just that I was explaining to people on Locker Room that if we make it to the conference finals, I feel like people are going to slander us either way because AD and LeBron are still, you know, got to come back to full shape. Jamal Murray's out, and he was a big part of knocking us out that on that 3-1 comeback. And, you know, people are saying that the Suns and the Denver Nuggets are fucking frauds. So if we do make it up there, I'm just going to be ready for the, you know, Mickey Mouse conference finals, Mickey Mouse finals. I'm just like, well, that's just how basketball is. And Kawhi and PG rested the whole season, so they have a very low chance of getting hurt, unlike AD and LeBron there.
They should, well, mostly, right? Yeah. They should. Yo, I'm tired of these injuries this season. I ain't gonna lie. We haven't.
Bro, so many people. So many.
Literally and every notable name.
Yeah, I'm like, it's making the season either a lot more weird or just a lot more unpredictable.
Yeah, there's always been injuries. Obviously, every season has injuries, but it's the fact that one is to the notable names like the LaMelo injury fucking killed me because he was one of the few people that was really making the interesting, like, unique, and now it's just bleh. You know what I'm saying,
bro, that Hornets commentating crew makes watching those games so worth it.
Yeah,
I just wait for highlight plays to happen when I watch those games. So I'm like, them dudes go off. But yeah, LaMelo Ball should be coming back come playoff time if they keep their position. But seeing how they're playing now, they should be able to keep it. But speaking of which, playoff positioning, yeah, since I finally got you here now, what do you think about the play-in games? Because I think we should get rid of that.
I think so as well. The qualifications of being a playoff team is now being a 10th seed or whatever it is. It's like, oh, we made the playoffs. Like, no, you are a 10th seed. What the fuck?
I was talking to some people on Tuesday about it, and they was like, okay, we could have it if there's like a rule of how many games outside of the 8th and 7th seed that you are. And even then, I'm still like, no, because the 8th and 7th seed deserved it. They worked to get the 7th and 8th seed. We've had times when a game at the end of the season determines a team being in, like the Anthony Davis, you know, half court heave against Russell and the Thunder, like 5 years back.
Yeah.
You had situations like that, and then I'm like, why should we be rewarding teams who get ninth and tenth just because of either them being bad or injuries happening?
Yeah, to me, making the playoffs, if they do keep the play-in tournament, would be winning the play-in tournament. Just being in the play-in tournament doesn't mean you made the playoffs to me.
Yeah, and then the way that they have it, they have 7th seed versus 8th seed, and then 9th versus 10th. Like, why are we punishing
7th
and 8th? Yeah, it's 7th and 8th versus 9th and 10th.
So it's not even like 7, 10, 8, and 9? Like,
No, they changed it. It's 7th and 8th, 9th and 10th. I'm like, why? And then if 9th and 10th, whoever wins at 9th and 10th goes against the loser, a 7th and 8th, and then again, 7th, 8th, and 9th have – I mean, the person who made it at a 9th and 10th has to beat the loser of 7th and 8th 2 times to be able to make it into the playoffs as the 8th seed.
Yeah, Dom left again because he's lagging really bad. The people in the chat, like he's moving that like 2 frames a second, bro. We'll be back soon. But yeah, no, the play-in tournament is, that shit is wild, bro. I
feel like they're only doing this just to get more money because that's basically like a offset of playoff games. So it still has the same implications for people to come in and watch or, in this case, since we don't have the bubble, people to come in and, you know, pay tickets to watch.
Yeah. No, it made sense for the bubble because of the circumstances. Like, there was a big-ass pause, and let's give the people who had momentum and the people who didn't a chance to regain that momentum and really earn their spot. But now that there's a full season, it just makes no sense. And I'm wondering if the NBA is going to commit to it or just say, this was a COVID season. We're not doing it next year.
I hope they don't. Hope they don't.
But Dom, you good, bro? You good?
Bro, I'm about to put a hole in my wall, bro. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, this shit is killing me, bro.
Boy, moving at 2 frames a second.
Am I lagging? Am I?
Not anymore. We can hear you now.
Lagging? Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. Want to try it again?
Yeah, my camera's not on. I really don't want to. I'm watching it through the fucking chat. I'm over here moving it 2 frames a second. I don't really. Niggas is in here talking about, I'm going to just buy Dom a PC at this point. Shit, nigga, look. Niggas got big bills over here. Fuck. All right.
Are you on LTE? Or are you on Wi-Fi?
No. My Wi-Fi is on. It's just, you don't understand how much shit is connected to the Wi-Fi in this goddamn house. You know what? That's a conversation for a different damn day. Anyway.
I mean, you can, I don't know if you got unlimited, but you can try data, see if that works better.
Yeah, data is just, my shit don't cover getting a hood way over here where we at, so let's not do that. Let's just stick with the Wi-Fi. I'm gonna pay homage to my man J-Daddy and just be God voice right now.
All right. Well, I'm gonna turn off my Discord cam so the chat can see Dom's profile pic at least.
Is it something crazy? Did I change it?
No, it's just here. Your usual one. Shout out to Pharaoh Blunts for the gifted sub, by the way, a couple minutes ago. How's the Twitch going? Because I know you've been streaming recently.
Twitch is actually pretty good. Yeah. So like I told you, I'm in a program with a bunch of other content creators where we're streaming sports content. And, well, you know, you just put two and two together. And I've actually met some pretty cool people on there. Like, there's a couple of analysts in the NBA that's doing it, that's streaming. One of them's doing it right now. Shout out to Quentin Mayo. He's one of the analysts for the Washington Wizards. We had a long conversation about him. He was doing an NBA tier list, not to come in there and like speak my mind because I was like, yeah, he had some stuff that I didn't agree with. But I've been doing that a whole lot more. And I've been doing that a whole lot more, especially since I haven't been, you know, making videos this month. But it's been pretty good. I'm growing. I'm trying to keep growing as I get into the partner program. Making some decent connections through it, hoping to keep it going because I'm having a fun time doing it. I love hanging out with my community. A lot of them, you know, we talk together in my Discord. And I don't, you know, when I'm super free, and you know, I make relations with them, and you know, we have a lot of fun stuff. I like to do a lot of interactive stuff with them. Like tomorrow, we're gonna do like a Giants sim with a lot of my Twitch people.
Yeah,
you know, to see who can win a championship in 2K, and then I'm gonna give the person that wins a gifted sub. So yes. Because for me, when it comes to YouTube and Twitch and just like literally anything, I like being interactive with my subs. or just followers or whatever, just to see what they're thinking, just to talk with them about just basic stuff, you know, just to help out. Because, you know, for me, again, I don't do much. So it's kind of just my way to give back, just so I don't seem like a, I don't know, like a huge figure that's just like unattainable, basically.
Yeah. So that's I think that's the thing that separates you and TSO Sage specifically, is the fact that y'all have really strong Twitch platforms. So what do you think is the key to having like a really strong Twitch platform like that? Like I'm trying to build something similar with the Let's Keep It a Buck people that come on every week. Mm-hmm. But what do you think is different about growing a Twitch fan base as to like Instagram, TikTok, and that type of
stuff? Well, for me and what I learned, having an audience already coming in is like the best way to grow, because starting off from nothing on Twitch, it's like basically impossible to grow, because you're starting from nothing. The algorithm doesn't really help you to gain more people unless you have people watching you. Then Twitch wants to support you to then bring in more people. Because like when I started streaming, I think like May of last year, when I was doing like my early 2K streams, people in my chat, if you know, you know, I've had like 15 to like 20 people in the chat. And yeah, I would use my platform on, you know, YouTube to bring more people in to then help me grow. But even then, like I said, again, I'm super interactive with my chat. I'm always reading chat. You know, interactivity in any platform really helps, because, you know, again, it makes you feel obtainable as a person, which then makes people want to, you know, do stuff with you more. And even then, I'm not trying to sound like superficial when I say that. I say that like truly, because I like to hang out with people and I like to interact with them and do stuff with them, because it just makes streaming for me a whole lot more fun rather than just, you know, grabbing my controller, staring into a screen and just, screen and just reacting to what happens.
No, I definitely feel that.
And it is basically impossible to grow on that thing without having an audience already coming in off the gate.
I would say it is. I'm being dead ass. I would say it is impossible. Unless you know people, let's say you know like fucking Pokimane and you hop on her streams, you know what I'm saying? And she shouts you out. You can have no following, start Twitch tomorrow, and you're already better off than 99% of creators. Yes. But if you want to grow on this platform, shout out to Twitch, you know what I'm saying? And if you just started on Twitch, no Instagram, no Twitter, no nothing, I hate to break it to you, but there's no way you're growing. And that's the sad thing about Twitch. But going from that, do you think, what do you think about YouTube as a live streaming platform? Do you think do you think the communities, I feel like the problem with YouTube is there is discoverability, but I think building a stronger community, not easier might not be the right word, but I feel like the communities you build on Twitch are more tight-knit than YouTube for some reason.
I only say it is more because of how YouTube treats us when it comes to like people coming back. Because I remember watching that video on your second channel talking about like the analytics that we should know, and I've never heard of returning viewers. Said returning viewers is like more important than subscribers. I was like, wait, for real? And then I checked mine immediately, and I'm like, bro, that's damn. I'm like a 40,000 subscriber channel that's like getting what, maybe like 13,000 of them back, and I'm like, that's
really good. That's really good.
Yeah, and even then, I'm just like, that's confusing. I mean, that's confusing to me because I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how to like get my videos out there, because I've gone from like posting a video when I was smaller and it would get like 50 to 100K, and now I'm doing it right now, and it's like, bro, it's not even getting 10K. And again, I'm not doing anything different. I'm not changing anything too substantial. It's just like, you know, either I usually joke, and I hope it's not true, and I just say YouTube is against me, like the video, and then people usually catch on. It's like, oh, yeah, I got it. But when it comes to communities and, like, streaming on YouTube, I feel like, yeah, it does help, because it's kind of like a byproduct of what you do. Because, you know, it's kind of the same thing as Twitch. It's just that a lot of people don't go to Twitch because they don't even know you have one. Which is why I need to start doing my outros in the beginning and mix that in, because then more people can come to me. But I just need to start doing that. But I feel like I said, it's a byproduct, and not a lot of people do it, because the way that you get paid from YouTube is a whole lot more harsher than Twitch. Because if you do the member system, you only make 30% out of the money that you get from the member system, which is why a lot of people don't do it. And then from there, again, people have even talked about how it messes up your algorithm, because you're not getting the same amount of people coming in and watching a stream than you would getting a video. So it kind of makes your channel seem smaller. And I'm like, because I used to do that myself when I was smaller, just as a way to, again, just be more interactive with people. And I didn't have a Twitch going on at the time. Yeah. And I even noticed that sometimes myself, I was like, okay, I need to stop streaming on Twitch because this is ruining me a little bit.
No, I did that. I did that before on my main channel. And I don't know, Dom knows this, the HTP podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
We were so ahead of the time, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yeah. We were so ahead of the curve, and we just stopped too soon. I ain't gonna lie.
Can I reveal the sauce? Can I reveal the sauce?
What is the sauce?
What's the sauce?
This man, B-Souls, we had the pod going, mind you, way before the NBA community had a lot of pods. Numbers was what? B-Souls, what were we doing? 20K? We were getting like 20K episodes, right?
Yeah. It was like 200 live on YouTube.
That's just 200 live on YouTube, 20K episode, right? So B-Souls gets to a point where he's like, man, my channel isn't growing how I want it to. It's crazy. Everybody's passing me. I wonder what it is.
And I didn't say that everyone is passing me, bro. I didn't care about that. But
Lo tells this man, low-key, man, I think because you're putting your podcast on your main channel. This man, B-Souls, is like, 2 + 2 = 4. I think so. Every time I'm in the pod, my numbers start slowing down. It was like, you know what? Yeah, bro, we're going to have to clip it from here and make a whole separate channel. That shit started doing like 500 views an episode. I'm like,
which is still good. That's more than what we're doing on YouTube right now.
Yeah. I mean, at the time, though, going from 20K to 500.
Yeah.
Versus now was like, okay, we have to build. Like, it was a different mindset. At that time, we were way more lit than we realized. So, yeah, Lo talked him into taking the podcast off his main channel, getting 20K views probably episode to making its own channel.
And
so
it did work.
It's Lo's fault.
I ain't gonna lie, it did work.
I mean, when you have community, like, you know, like Lo and Agent do, to where you could bring people from one channel to another and then grow that channel. Oh, believe me, that's a terrific strategy to do because it just brings in more people who can then go to the main channel whenever you shout that out or whatever. How many subscribers did you even have at that point when you was doing that? I'm guessing under 100K?
Yeah, I think 40, 50K.
Oh, yeah. So even then, like, that's still hard to do to bring people from a channel. Because, you know, they have a million subscribers compared to the smaller to them, to us.
Yeah. But also, if people are going to go to my channel, and let's say I have a video that pops, gets 100K, and it's like, not short form, but it's still like, let's say 10 to 15 minute video, and then they subscribe, and then the next video they see is a fucking 2-hour live stream. It's kind of like, yo, I didn't really subscribe for this type shit.
Yeah.
And it ruins their click-through rate, and, you know, it does have an effect in that sense.
Yeah, because I'm still confused about, like, and you know it goes way back, but like the Julian Newman stuff, because I'm like, are people really just here to see me talk about him, or are they here to hear me talk about basketball? I'm still confused about that. I mean, blessing and a curse, but I really don't know, honestly.
I feel like you definitely converted those fans to being a regular, right? Like, definitely help you grow.
Some people I truly just don't know, because I do get a lot of, I tell people in my videos, you know, comment, I'll answer, I look at every comment, and I'll, you know, reply to yours if it's something, you know, worth me replying to. And a lot of people do, you know, I do get a lot of regular comments or saying stuff, you know, that's the people that I recognize. But I, you know, usually when it comes to, like, Julian Newman stuff, it's usually either, A, people making fun of him, B, people calling me a hater, or C, people agreeing with me. It's never really anything, like, general.
Yeah, the thing about, like, videos that make you blow up, is if people gravitate to that content and they find your channel, they're going to be looking for similar content to that.
Right. And then the algorithm pushes that to them because that's how what they subscribe from.
Yeah. So I definitely wouldn't recommend being a Julian Newman YouTuber.
I was not planning on it.
But I think I wouldn't be surprised if it's just natural that when you do happen to do a Julian Newman video, which the last one you did crazy, right?
Shoot, I think it's sitting at 900K right now.
Exactly. So, like, if they saw that first video blew up about Julian Newman, they're like, oh, shit, he's back with another Julian Newman video. It's probably bigger and better this time. The click-through rate goes up. You get more views. Mm-hmm. It's then, a deadly cycle because it boxes you in. It definitely boxes you in.
And then I told, the way I was raised to have integrity in everything that I do. And I know for me, I'm not here to like exploit something like that because I wouldn't feel right doing it as somebody who wanted to go into sports media / sports journalism of just talking about something that just be easy or just talking about something that would just give me instant success if it isn't something like worth really talking about, if that makes sense. Because again, I could easily make 20, 25, you know, like a bunch of like every other video is something like that, just something new, which unfortunately a lot of people do on the platform. I've seen some videos like I probably shouldn't say the titles because I don't want people going to those channels, but I've seen videos of like people clickbaiting him and then clickbaiting his name. No, some smaller people. I won't, again, don't want to say names because y'all already said y'all won't do that. Small numbers. Y'all talk about it. How did you say that?
What'd you say?
Huh? I ain't say nothing, bro.
You said something,
right?
Mm-hmm. You said something, bro. Anyways. Hey, yeah, season two, episode two. Let's keep it positive.
Yeah, okay. But I've seen some people clickbait his name for like shit that just isn't true just to get easy views. And I know for me, again, somebody who loves writing, somebody who loves research, I like to like break down stuff like to a molecular level. And just like give people like really good content. Cause again, when I first made that video, I did not know it was something that was going to be a fucking gold mine. Like honestly. And even y'all can see now, I don't make videos on him. Just like a bunch. I only make videos whenever I'm interested in something. Cause people will tell me to make a video on a hot topic. And I'm just like, am I interested in that? Nah, I'm not. Cause I don't want it to reflect me whenever I'm doing a video. And that is not my full effort. If that makes sense.
No, I definitely get that. There's definitely been trending topics in the NBA this season that I've strayed away from because I know if I get too impulsive with it,
right,
that the take might bite me in the ass 4 to 5 months down the line and I'd fucking hate that video.
Yeah, I almost broke my break wanting to talk about that KD thing, bro. I'm like, this man is popping off. It is so funny. Like, I love your video on, you know, exposing NBA and sports media in general when it came to what happened to him, because I was like, bro, they absolutely deserve what was coming from them. Like, what do you expect? Especially since considering it's Durant, he responds to everything, and if you're a big person in the, you know, Twitterverse or just like in sports media in general, of course he's going to say something back.
Yeah, real quick shout out to Jaber for the 2 subs, but let's get into that because I think that's been the biggest news since the last pod, and I know Damo, you know what I'm saying, KD appreciator in the building, right?
Over this one.
KD appreciator, right?
Nah.
Yeah, give us some clippable content, Dom. Go ahead, bro. Go.
Listen.
What you gotta say? What you trying to get into?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. All right, let's see what you got.
All I'm saying is, all the tweets I done put out, all the ads, all the stuff I done did, I ain't get one hit of any smoke. I ain't get a whiff of smoke my way. But Shannon Sharp, a paid LeBron fucking fan. Like, ooh, they pay him to do this for LeBron.
You're not? Let me chill.
I'm nowhere near on that level of being paid to support this nigga LeBron. But, and you, it's fucking Michael Rapaport. Like, that's who you go off on. That's the straw that broke the camel's back, huh? Michael fucking Rapaport is the one that gets you to go crazy.
He went after them because
he knew it was easy.
I disagree.
Well, not the Shannon Sharp one. The Shannon Sharp one kind of caught me off guard. I'm like, I didn't think he'd do that. But Michael Rapaport, I'm like, bro, that's an easy target. That's easy.
Literally, Dom, 3 years ago, he went after Bucket Center, who's been on the pod before. And they went at it in the DMs. That's what I'm saying. So it's not like he's just going after the popular dudes for publicity. Like, and he's made burners as well.
I didn't say it was for that. I just said it was an easy target. That's what I said. Bucket Center, what Bucket Center said and how Bucket, like, he knew him going into that, you can tell Bucket Center's not that type of guy. Like, Bucket Center's not about to be on that type of timing with you. That's what I mean. You're picking easy niggas to lash out at because you know they're not going to say shit that's really going to, like, Michael Rapaport's not going to lash out at the tongue like a nigga like me or other people that really don't like him. They're not going to do that.
Now, yeah, they won't be big conversations for you is what you're saying.
Yeah, like Shannon Sharp's when I'm like, okay, Shannon might say some shit. So I'm like, that one kind of, I'm like, Shannon with it. But other than that, I'm like, Michael Rapaport was an easy target. Like, what was the point of going at him?
The thing with Shannon Sharp was, it wasn't even about, like, whatever take he said. He just literally quoted a fake quote that KD said, or quote-unquote said. Like, he didn't, whatever Shannon Sharp thought KD said, he just didn't say. So that was really the only problem KD had. So, yeah, don't put words in my mouth in front of millions of people that I genuinely didn't say, especially if it's coming from a fake account. So his interaction with Shannon Sharp, I think, was fine to me. And the fact that that Shannon Sharp just couldn't take the smoke, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, he wanted to take it privately when this whole situation came off of a public comment that he made. So you're talking all this smack publicly. We're doing all of this on Twitter publicly, but now you want to hide from everyone and handle it privately. So to me, that was just hypocritical. And I thought Shannon Sharp would bring the smoke, but I guess not.
Because, you know, we already seen a certain someone get fired for going out of pocket. I don't think Shannon Sharp needs to go full Shannon Sharp mode and get himself kicked off of, what are they called now? Not Fox. Bubbly? Boobly? What are they called now?
What the hell is that?
Isn't that what his, the
Say Shit song? Fox got bought out, so they're like with a new company. You haven't heard about that? For real?
Wait, Undisputed?
It's done by Fox Sports, but Fox Sports got bought out. But by another company. I just don't know what's called anymore.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that as well. Chad is saying Bali Sports.
Bali, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Fox
Sports got bought out by Bali. And, like, people have been making fun of them these last couple of weeks because whenever they do their sports games on TV, like, their scoreboard is, like, literally kindergarten level. Like, it looks bad. Like, look it up when you can. But I was saying that because I was like, I don't think he wants to risk his career, even though he's like a fucking millionaire. Well, shoot, multi-millionaire, just because of like having some beef with Kevin Durant, basically. And again, I was comparing it to like the Paul Pierce thing. Because I was like, speaking of Paul Pierce, again, I feel like he did that shit on purpose. There is no way.
No, he did.
How do you, okay, yeah. If you record yourself with your wife massage you in a fucking, you know, in a bikini or whatever, and then and women behind you twerking and shit. I think that's kind of on purpose. Like, unless he was, like, on something where he just, you know, his...
Well, he was high. He was high and drunk. He's probably cross. But all I'm saying is Paul Pierce has been in the NBA for, what, 15-plus years? Been in the limelight since high school. Like, he knew what he was doing, bro. Like, no way he didn't know the repercussions of what he was doing.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was he probably wanted to leave. Honestly,
yeah, I'm gonna say he probably did it because honestly, what I think happened was the negotiation for the contract was coming up, and honestly, he probably wasn't getting the money he felt he deserved or they were gonna give him. So
even then,
he went out on his own terms.
I don't see why a lot of these NBA players really go back and go into that, especially considering what the sports media world is like now and how disingenuous it is, and then how a couple of them act, which just feeds into it. I don't see why a lot of them even come back to the sports media world as it is. They can just go retire, be with their family, blah, 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 blah. But for the ones that have, like, young kids and everything.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like...
Well, that's a hard lifestyle to change from. Like, you got to think about it. You spent your whole life with this kind of, like, routine of... Like, Gilbert Arenas talked about it at one point. Like, on a lot of retired players, you got to start trying to find ways to fill those gaps in time. Like, the time you would spend, like, working out, like, from 9 to 12 or... 1 to 4 or whatever. Some guys, they can't just be like, yeah, I'm just going to kick it with the kids for them hours. They're like, nigga, I'm used to being active or doing a certain thing and having my own amount of time. So it's just hard for them to adjust to just being like a couch potato after being a professional athlete for 10-plus years. Like, it's a hard adjustment. So I can understand why they want like a job like that where it requires them to travel. You're still in the limelight. You still get that feel of being in the NBA still. It still feels like that. Like, you're traveling a lot. You're still – dealing with those type of things. You're not just sitting around like, bro, this is crazy. Like, so I get it.
Yeah. If I was in the NBA, they gave me fucking, what, $100+ million to play there, and I had to retire. Oh, believe me, if I'm done, I am done. I'll play basketball casually. That is it.
Not feel I don't that. Know.
Maybe go to Europe. Maybe go to the Euro League or something like a lot of these other older players are doing. Call that a day. I'm like, I am not trying to. I don't know. Again, for me, somebody who's studying it, like I wanted to get into the sports media world at one point. Dabbled in it for a little bit, and I was just like, bro, this shit is ass. Like the stuff that a lot of these companies try to do is just not.
It's not with the time, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why, again, this is why I started my channel, because I just wanted to be me and strictly me on my channel, just be goofy and just talk some basketball.
Yeah, because the thing about journalism is you're definitely going to have to adhere to some rules of whatever company you work with.
Yes.
Meanwhile, when you're a content creator, you can talk your shit.
Yeah, I mean, we do have to go under some guidelines, but it ain't nowhere near strict as like being under a company and under somebody else's like rules.
Yeah.
Because for us, it's like general stuff, really, for the most part.
Yeah, and we had this conversation last pod of like where sports media is really headed in. Mm. And I specifically said sports media is going in the direction of independent content creators more so than these big-ass companies. And I think what Kenny's doing is really, really paving, really bridging that gap at the very least.
Right, right.
Like it's opening more opportunities for the NBA community as a whole and just internet personalities as a whole to be taken more seriously by these companies. And I think that's a very big deal, because being a YouTuber still does have like its negative connotations.
Right.
Like there's definitely a crowd that still thinks like, what the fuck are you doing? You don't have a stable job. When like, I'm just saying, if you blew up in 2015 and you stayed consistent on YouTube, how many jobs really out there where you can stay at one place for 6 straight years?
Oh, no.
And your growth depends on you. That's really not a lot. Like a lot of entry level jobs, from what I've seen, like most people just stay at them for 2 to 3 years anyways before they try to, you know, relocate or something like that. So I'm more so questioning the stability of traditional jobs than YouTube.
Right. I know for us it's like it's a grind, and then there's a little bit of a luck factor in it. And I mean luck when it comes to like algorithm, and it's luck in other cases, like I don't know, like making connections and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
I know for me, when I was getting bigger and I was like nobody was talking to me, I was like, damn, am I like a black sheep still, or like it's like it I don't know. It took a couple of comments from guys for me to be like, okay, yeah, I'm in the community.
Nah, man, it's definitely I mean, at least from my viewpoint, mm-hmm. it's a little bit more than just a little luck. I mean, my situation and introduction to YouTube for most is a lot more lucky than most. Like, I didn't have to, you know, I'm still using the same setup I was using when Bezos first met me. I'm a chat nigga that got pulled up to the reins. Like, I was selected. Yeah, nigga, I knew for a
long time. Hey, chat's telling you to get that laptop, bro. Don't worry. Hey, I'm being deadass. Really, legitimately, what we do with all the money we get on Twitch and just Twitch alone is reinvested back into the pod. So,
yeah, shit's coming.
So, exactly. More subs, more donations means at the end of the day, better equipment, better quality for you guys at the end of the day. And really, the money we're splitting to keep for ourselves honestly hasn't really come. I feel like. Well, locker room's its own thing, but
yeah.
I'm glad to see them get to a Spotify.
Yeah, but yeah, like all the money we're making on Twitch, bro, is to give y'all better content to, you know, pay for our editor Rudy, last guest. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to y'all for all the support.
You and Rusty, sheesh.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. That dude is working.
God, dog.
Yeah, because he helps us out on Let's Keep It a Bug. Mm-hmm. Rusty doesn't do daily anymore, but he's still one of the most consistent in terms of quantity out there with NBA YouTube. He's also a co-host on the Rusty and Mojo show now, like as a regular. Right. So that's once a week as well. He's trying to start his own thing. Hey, Rudy's out here.
I am working.
out here grinding. So shout out to Rudy. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Gifting Dom a mic as well. Hey, we're going to get Dom a setup, bro. Trust me. Trust me.
It's coming. It's coming, people. I know I've been saying this for like ever, but it's coming. Trust me. It's really coming.
See, the reason I've been wanting Dom to be on these podcasts with me all these years is because I genuinely believe Dom has a personality to have some sort of platform somewhere. Mm-hmm. Whether that be on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, or whatever, is literally just a matter of like knowing how to edit type shit.
Yeah, that and just having the motive for it, honestly, because you can't give up. You know, you have to have the momentum to keep on going and just be able to know that you can do it. Because I know for me, I've always struggled with that, be it with basketball or this, to know like, damn, can I actually like make this into something? And, you know, it took me a couple of milestones to be like, okay, I can actually do this if I just keep on going. And I'm glad to say that, you know, I'm actually like was like leveling up into a new stratosphere to be able to move out and be able to support myself with YouTube streaming, you know, other things, you know, without having to go out there and work a part-time job, because I could definitely be making more videos if it wasn't for that. And it's funny to me, like, seeing that, and I'm like, I can make more money making videos and, you know, doing what we do on Locker Room in less time than I do making, you know, working at my rec center. I'm just it's really wild out here, just what you can do with a little bit of hard work. And, you know, I wasn't gifted with the being rewarded for it athletically, but I'm glad I'm able to use what I know from basketball and just my love of basketball to be able to then just translate it into a new market, basically.
See, that the thing you just brought up is something I've talked about before. And I feel like a lot of people that want to get into content creation, one of their biggest fears is wasting all of this time and energy and not reaping the benefits. But then I question the time you do spend at a part-time job where you're working 20, 25 hours a week, or at a full-time job where you're working closer to 30, 40. If you spend all of those hours committing to YouTube, I really do think the chances of you growing is much larger than what people make it seem.
I agree.
Because I feel like, me personally, I work on videos. I make like 2 videos a week. But the amount I spent on each video, I would say, is 10, 12 hours, which is still a lot for, you know, 2 videos. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you really treated it as at least a part-time job, we're working 4 to 5 hours a day. Or a full-time job, we're working closer to 7 to 8. If you spent 7 to 8 hours a day making content, making videos, being a better editor, making better thumbnails, I just highly doubt that you'll actually not succeed on YouTube.
Right.
Because
right.
You'll at least make the quantity to give the algorithm more tickets, more lottery tickets for you to have a viral video.
Right.
To have, you know, to take advantage of that luck. But that's just my little rant. Clip that.
I always put so many hours into basketball growing up, and it's like, damn, I'm not really like you said, the lottery ticket. Like, damn, where's my lottery ticket? I'm like, well, because I know for me, I've always prioritized my own like happiness before like anything else. That's why I don't like, I don't know, I don't. Well, at least I can say this: I don't do like a fucking flight reacts and put like 20,000 ads on a video and all that junk just to like, you know, really know I'm making money. But like,
you don't even need to, bro.
That's what gets in my head. I'm like, bro, you're fine. Anyway, but I know, like I said, for me, I don't really even, because I want to treat this, and I've been telling myself this. This is what I do is a lucrative hobby rather than a job. Because if I treated it as a job, I'm gonna be miserable doing it. Because it's like, I always knew growing up, I'm like, bro, I am not meant to work under somebody and all that stuff. But at the same time, I know, having that goal, you have to be able to do something else independently. And of course, I didn't know what that independently was going to be. I'm glad it's what I'm doing now. But even then, it's like, you have to like, you still have to work for what you want and just, you know, pray for a little bit of luck to come to your side. Even then, you know, blessings come wherever you go. But you just got to, like, again, just either wait for it or you're going to have to grind for it.
Yeah,
but again, I'm glad the trials and tribulations I went through going through basketball has then, you know, grown me as a person to what I do now. Even if I am still the same goofy ass person that I am while doing.
Well, Dom, do you have any input as a person that does have like a, you know, a regular 9-to-5 that I would say, like, critically saying, like, you don't like upload consistently on YouTube or whatever, on Twitch and shit. So what do you think is what makes it hard for you specifically?
Honestly, it's just, for me, honestly, it's really equipment and lack of knowledge on what to do, and really laziness. I've just been, I ain't gonna lie, I've just been lazy. I've been prioritizing, like, working and having, like, trying to maintain bills and stuff like that. Like, if I was to move back in with my dad or my mom, I could easily eliminate needing to pay bills and put way more time into doing YouTube. And that's really how it was when I first made my channel. Like, if anybody seen my, like, no one really has, but with my channel, all the, like, I have, like, damn near 200 videos on my channel, I think. I know I have 100 plus videos. But a lot of those came when I was living with my dad. I had the time, and I wanted to be a YouTuber. And as I did it, I'm not going to lie. Like, what I wanted to do, my whole end goal was I just wanted to get a platform, well, create a platform or be on a platform to talk basketball.
Yeah.
And not going to lie, nigga, comment. Hey, B-Souls, I like talking about basketball. If you want to talk about basketball, time, let me know. Hey, you want to be on the podcast? Bing, bing, bing. Lottery ticket just hit, nigga. I won. 20K. We was doing 20K episode. My goal was achieved. Like, I made it in my eyes. Like, that was the end goal for me. A platform to talk about ball. That's all I wanted. And I got that. And it slowly went away from me wanting to be a YouTuber on my own because I wanted to do, like, 2K shit and everything. I didn't have the equipment for it. And I got lazy. I was like, I'm already talking about basketball on HTP. I'm good. And I've just been rocking off that. Then I moved out of that. Well, moved out of my family spot. Got my own spot with roommates. And really had to grind and maintain my bills and just grow as a young adult. Because a lot of the people that I'm, like, associated with or everything, I'm much older than people. I'm 24. Like, me, like, that's why I like Wordu. Wordu was the only nigga my age. So I didn't feel like the oldest nigga in the panel. But I'm 24, so I really felt I needed to grow as a young adult. So I put making content on a back burner and really stress, like, working, trying to figure out how to do my fucking taxes. Like, all things you need to learn because I wasn't in school. So,
yeah.
But now with doing this pod and shit on Locker Room, and I realized, like, nigga, I miss being, like, an entertainer. I just like making people laugh. I like saying goofy shit. I like calling Dame a loser and getting reacts. Like, I like doing that. So I kind of got that drive to make content back. That's why I was so open to him when he was like, bro, if you could just do 5K on TikTok, I think that really helped. I'm like, I bet. Fuck it. I'm a try. And I went with TikTok, and I'm like, I feel like I'm doing pretty good on there. Obviously, the Locker Room shit, I'm like, feel like I'm doing good on there. And I want to do Twitch. The Twitch shit, I know I don't want a fucking game on Twitch because I rage too much and I get unmotivated. I get, like, uninterested real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking gonna get banned. So I do want to get this PC so I can start doing, like, reacting type of shit, like, reacting to videos so I can really engage with the chat and with people and really show my personality.
Yeah.
And I'm aiming towards, so.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I have been trying to be aware of when I give this like content creation advice. Like, it's easy to theoretically say if you put 8 hours a day to this shit, you'll probably blow up. But yeah, obviously, but when the bills hit and you don't got $200 in your account, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, I understand prioritizing that. And that's why, like, again, when Justin hit me up, I wasn't like, man, he's just not with the pod. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand his priorities. I understand Wordu's priorities. And shout out to Tim as well. Tim just, he just didn't know much about basketball. But he said a homie. So I understand where everyone's coming from. I respect it. And to Dom specifically, I respect him more, the fact that he's still going and having all, you know, having a 9-to-5 and being on there consistently, Locker Room, all this shit. So shout out to everyone on the panel. Shout out to Alvini as well. I know you got your own grind.
Yeah, because I was like, I wasn't taking it the most seriously when I was in college and I had my part time, at least, well, a different part time, because I wasn't making that much money. So it's like, well, if I'm not making as much money as I do monthly at my job, it's like, well, just do it as a hobby still. And then the swarm kept going up, and I'm like, okay, I can prioritize this now. Yeah. And I just found it funny. I'm like, the sponsors literally did not come until I got this other part-time job. I'm like, why did y'all wait 2 weeks? Like, why did y'all have to wait till after New Year's?
Yeah. And that's why I do recommend for people to, if they do want to start content creation, to do it in high school. Because if you can gain some sort of following, it doesn't even have to be big, going into college. If you have a YouTube channel that makes $400-$500 a month consistently, and you work on your own hours type shit, that's still more than a lot of people are getting, or you know comparatively, that's still like a part-time job, and you work on your own hours, you make the content you love. So I highly recommend, if you're in high school, and that's definitely the time when it's still acceptable for you to be under your parents' roof, where they're paying for all of your bills, internet, all of the shit. They might buy you a fucking PC 1 year, you know what I'm saying? High school is definitely the time, and I've been blessed, definitely blessed, to be in a position like that, where in college the only job I've had to focus on is growing this platform that I have. So
yeah, at my hard ass high school, I did not have the time, and then I was playing basketball, so I really didn't have the time.
Do what I wish. I ain't gonna lie.
Huh?
Oh no, I was about to say, because in high school, I played ball at least before my senior year. I wish I was recording and doing like basketball content. That would have made, like, with how much basketball I was fucking playing, it would have been so much content just to have all the fucking pickups, all the fucking practices, all the training.
Like, yeah,
bro, it would be easy content.
I would have clowned if I did my own school. Oh, God. Because when I was playing basketball in college and I was watching Devontae Freger when he was in college, you know, doing his college game day stuff, I was like, damn, I really want to do that. And I thought about it to myself. I was like, damn, I'm the fucking like class clown in my basketball team. I can't do that. So to either put that away or the players will start trolling. So I'm like, nope, not at all.
See, the problem with me was my family used to move a lot because of my dad's job. So honestly, like, it wasn't hard for me to make friends. But like in school, like I had a lot of friends. But more so when I got back home, I didn't really go over people's houses, and definitely not until junior year. I didn't even have a license. And I don't know about y'all, but the junior license here, you need an adult in your car to drive around anyways. So,
you know, talk about your permit.
Yeah, the permit, I mean. So, you know, for me, I had a lot of time just at home chilling. And I had those lunch table debates, those basketball debates that I would win 95% of the time. Because I know what fucking field goal percentage was. I really didn't know what field goal percentage was. But yeah, so I just translated those lunch table conversations to YouTube. And I'm here. I'm here, man.
Well, we're glad to have you here, B-Souls. I'm the guest here.
appreciate it. But yeah, so I know Dom has work at midnight. You got that graveyard. Is it the graveyard shift? Is that what it's called?
The third shift, yeah, bro. But it's actually not bad, man. It's not the worst thing in the world.
I saw a TikTok of this girl that has a graveyard shift at a hotel. And she's like, I work at from like 2 to 6 or whatever it is. But it's the easiest money I've ever made because, one, no one's there. And you're just... Oh, yeah. Just do whatever.
Yeah, my rec center job, all I do, people come in, hello, goodbye, do their memberships. I legit, when I'm there, I'm usually watching basketball or writing a script. And then the funny thing is, whenever I'm like typing my script, I have like a really fast word for minute typing speed. So like people come by, it's like, yo, you're writing your thesis or something? I'm like, I just usually joke with them. It's like, yeah, I got this paper due at midnight.
Hey, you can play it off as homework. But yeah, so let's go ahead and wrap this up real quick. Alvini, if you want to say any last-minute topics, if not, go ahead, plug your shit, man.
Well, again, my name's Alvini Linguini. I talk about literally anything that's on my mind, basketball. You're free to request anything that you want, really. If I'm interested, I'm making it. Shout out to my YouTube channel, Road to 100K, even though I'm not even halfway there, but you know how it is. Shout out to my Twitch and the people in the Twitch chat right now. Shit, y'all about to make me stream right now because I'm fucking bored. So yeah, I guess I might be firing it up later. And shout out to B-Souls, one of the, you know, not OG, but like one of the true like people that like actually will hit you up and will like interact with you and like, you know, again, just what this a good way to show that these people who are bigger are not just unattainable and like just figures, I'll say.
Thank
you for helping me out, you know, improve my channel and with the equipment and stuff. And yeah, just keep being you, bro. Keep grinding.
Appreciate it. I'm KDS, you know what I'm saying? I'm in these streets. You know what I'm saying? I don't discriminate. Dumb. Hating ass dude.
It's been your mom's favorite midnight snack, man. DomSearch97 on YouTube.
Oh my.
DomSearch97 on TikTok. You know, we out here, baby. And Clippers suck, Lakers in five. You know what to do.
I got you later on the locker room. Follow me on locker room so I can have my battles with Dom again. He's over here avoiding me. I can't even reschedule that. Like, we're get too close for Dom.
Hey, make sure y'all on this next pod because we got some bigger news. Hey.
Shit changes.
We're going to tell Alvini what that is after the pod, but we will catch y'all later. Peace out.